Welcome, baseball fans. This is the Red Hot Mama coming at you from Redsland with the Reds news for the week ending March 11, 2006. Spring training action continued this week with the Reds beating the Yankees on Saturday 4-1. It was Aaron Harang's first spring training start, and he looked solid. Little did we know that he was working on some mechanics changes that would cause him shoulder inflammation later in the week. Third baseman Edwin Encarnacion hit a two-run home run off Randy Johnson to contribute half the Reds' score. On Sunday, the Reds fell to Tampa Bay 7-5. Pitching prospect Phil Dumontre got the start, but it was Bubba Nelson who gave up four runs on five hits in less than an inning to lose the game, and later his spot on the Reds' roster. Monday, the Reds beat the Phillies 5-2. Brandon Clausen started and looked just as good as Harang, if not better. Clausen was later quoted saying how much more prepared the pitchers are and promising that they'll be going into the seventh inning this year. Ah, to dream. On Tuesday, the Reds lost to the Blue Jays 6-3. Eric Milton got the start and totally reeked. In the course of the two-thirds of an inning of work, he aggravated a calf strain that had prevented him from starting last week, but the four runs he gave up in that time came before the re-injury. On Wednesday, the Reds split their squad to win over the Twins 3-2 and lose to the Pirates 5-0. Against the Twins, Dave Williams started and looked much improved over last time. Edwin Encarnacion hit spring training home run number 4. It was his third home run against the Twins. Meanwhile, Michael Gosselin got the start against the Pirates and allowed no runs in three innings, but made some serious news when he hit Sean Casey in the eye with a pitch. Casey, ever dramatic, lay on the ground for 30 seconds while Gosselin sat there thinking maybe he'd ended the mayor's career. Casey isn't demonstrating any concussion symptoms, and the swelling has gone down now, but he does keep insisting that everything is awesome, so hopefully they'll be keeping an eye on that. Thursday, the Reds squeaked by the Pirates 2-1. It was supposed to be Aaron Harang's second start, but that shoulder inflammation made him a late scratch, and Tommy Phelps started in his place. The Reds' score came from a two-run home run by Edwin Encarnacion that might have been just a little bit lofted by the 20-mile-per-hour winds blowing out of McKechnie Field. On Friday, the Reds rallied against what amounted to the Yankees' minor league team to win 5-4. Dumontre allowed one run on a home run and three other hits in three innings. A hit from Cincinnati's next big outfield heartthrob, Chris DeNorfia, scored the winning run in the bottom of the ninth. In other news, the Reds made their first significant roster cut on Thursday. Anderson Machado, Aaron Herr, Derek Wathan, and Josh Hall will be staying with the club, but were reassigned to minor league camp. Pitchers Luke Hudson and Bubba Nelson were released. Look for Hudson and Nelson to be picked up by the Nationals and or Pirates very soon. And finally, no recap of this week would be complete without mentioning that Game of Shadows, a book written by two San Francisco Chronicle reporters, will hit shelves on March 27. The book compiles overwhelming evidence of Bond's steroid use since 1998 when he was crowded out of the limelight by the big Mark McGuire-Sammy Sosa home run chase. And can you blame him? Bonds is the victim here. When suddenly, through no fault of your own, you find you're only the fifth or sixth biggest name in the sport, what choice do you have but to cheat? And when a big star is cheating, what choice does his team in Major League Baseball have but to ignore it after all? Everyone does it. I mean, can you even think of one international baseball star who doesn't look totally juiced? What? Griffey? Oh, shit, that's right. Anyway, that's all I've got for this week. Until next time, practice those reading skills and go Reds!
Visit us online at red-hot-mama.com or via email at rhm@red-hot-mama.com.